Today's show is brought to you by our friends at Masterclass. Picture that thing you've always wanted to learn. Now, picture learning it from the person who's literally the best at it in the world. That's what you get with Masterclass. This year, learn from the best to become your best with Masterclass. Don't just talk about improving. Masterclass helps you actually do it. Masterclass offers over 180 world-class instructors, so whether you want to master negotiation with Chris Voss or think like a boss with Martha Stewart, Masterclass has you covered. Or maybe you're like me, you're a musician. And this is what I'm talking about. I use Masterclass, and I think you should too. Tom Morello, guitar player from Rage Against the Machine, a guy who literally changed the face of guitar playing. He's here to talk to you about his riffs, how he thinks about music. It's absolutely incredible, and there's nowhere else that you can get this type of information from the best of the best. Plus, every new membership comes with a 30-day money-back guarantee, so there's no risk. Right now, our listeners will get an additional 15% off an annual membership at masterclass.com/ballers. Get 15% off right now at masterclass.com/ballers. masterclass.com/ballers.
What happens when three buffoons give life advice, explore unrealistic situations, and give random topics more thought than they probably deserve? It's the Spitballers Podcast with Andy, Mike, and Jason.
A tickety tock tock tock, a tiki tock a chuckle.
Wait, did you give up at the end?
A little bit, I did.
I heard a taco in there. Now I'm hungry.
I really didn't have any problem with it, but then when you broke character at the end,
I ran out of...
You ran out of tickety talks?
I ran out of belief in myself.
Yeah, that's all right. The ending's the hardest part. Welcome into the Spitballers, Andy, Mike, and Jason. Back with you, episode 206 of the show. Jam-packed today. We've got a Reviewosaurus Rex, Would You Rather, the return of Man of the People, which came from show 200 and shall be a, I don't know, a mainstay.
Yeah, a lot of the feedback we got from the incredible show 200 was that those new segments people love. They want us to keep going, keep doing them. So
we're going to work them in. Yeah. And we are drafting the best spices and seasonings on today's show. And I know there are a lot of passionate, what would you call them? Chefs?
Chefs. That's what I call myself.
Culinary.
Yeah. People that
aren't. Specialists.
Yeah. Like not us, but.
No. Oh, no.
This is going to be the most embarrassing draft of them all because we are not.
I am treading deep water, fellas. We're good news. I have the 101.
I've got floaties for you two, fellas.
Oh, please.
I will make sure you don't drown.
I forgot. You are a famous chef.
That is true. That is my nickname in pickleball, officially.
The chef? You're down with it?
Yes. So
is it, the chef or the famous chef?
It's just the chef.
It should be just the chef.
But so we play pickleball. I don't know how much we've talked about that on the Spitballers.
Probably a lot.
Probably a lot, because that is something we love. We're in tournaments. We've got one coming up this weekend. And when you register to become a member, you can put in a nickname. So
you missed it. He was in the last one, he was that too, and so they're calling it over the speaker.
There's no way
they're
to
like,
change it.
Chef.
Like literally when they're calling us to a certain court, it's like Kyle and the chef, please come to court 22.
I did not realize that happened.
I'm so embarrassed, but also it's awesome.
Yeah, you should be proud of that.
That's spectacular. I can't wait. All right, we're moving on.
Reviewosaurus Rex.
This one comes in from Jason is my spirit animal. 5 stars, life-changing. When I discovered Spitballers, I was single. The world was shut down, and I was unemployed. After listening to all 200-plus episodes, I am now married. The world has opened back up, and I've landed my dream job. I'm not saying the Spitballers will make you find love, cure pandemics, and help you find financial security, but it worked for me. Keep changing lives, gentlemen. You're doing the good work. Well, thank you, spirit animal.
So many nice people out there.
Yeah, I mean,
this one likes you.
Well, this is a show that is primarily about finding love. So the other two things, I think, are...
It's a matchmaking show. It always has been.
Yeah, it always has been. The other two things are happenstance. But if you are listening and you've got a crush or you've got, you know, a need for love, then you have found the right podcast.
Yeah. Of course.
Yeah, because things just work out when you listen. That's what
generally
happens.
Generally speaking, yeah.
Okay. Well, let's...
it may not have worked out for you right now.
Keep listening.
Just
keep listening.
Go back to show one, start over.
There's a lot of shows.
It's too many. There's no way you won't find love eventually. If you keep listening to them, it will work, I guarantee
it. If we do a lifetime of shows, you'll have a lifetime opportunity. There you go. All right, would you rather?
Would you rather?
Steven from the website. Would you rather have multiple save points throughout your life that you could restart at, or have New Game Plus, where after you die, you start your life over with all the knowledge and skills you've acquired? So this is, to be clear, New Game Plus is kind of a feature in more recent games.
Not just recent games, man.
Really?
Dude, Legend of Zelda 1?
That had New Game Plus?
Yeah. Okay. It wasn't called that.
Well, that's all I mean.
You just started it, and it was the second quest, and everything was all screwed up.
I felt this way about just Super Mario Brothers 1, where it's like
you
finish the game, and all the Goombas now are...
Are those beetle things.
That actually happened in Mario World, too, where it was like fall colors after that. But the point is, you live your whole life, and then you start over with the knowledge and skills you've acquired, or... multiple save points to redo it. And that one's funny because I don't know about you guys. When you play video games, in the olden days, now there's a lot of autosave, right? It automatically saves all the time. But in the olden days, I was in I'd figure out that short like I play on a computer, so F5, right? F5 save. I'd be so paranoid of losing my save. I'd be slamming that F5 button every few seconds, right?
Sure.
Because here's the risk with the save points. How many do you have? When did you hit them? Eventually something will happen you'll want to redo. But how far back will you have to go? Will you have to throw away a bunch of good, right? Like if I've only got 3 save points in my life, am I going to throw, let's say tomorrow I get into an auto accident and I break both my legs and I'm like, man, I'd love to go back and not have that happen. But is my save point like before my daughter was born? Like, how far back does it go?
Well, let's give some rules here. Let's say, what would we like our save points to be? Do you
annually?
I like that. I think that's very fair.
Okay.
Then you have a real decision to make.
Jan 1. Okay. Jan 1, whatever year you can choose.
Would you be more likely to take chances in January than you would in December?
100% you would.
Because
when you say take chances, though. When you say take chances, like, you can't die in this one. In this one...
You don't auto-spawn?
You don't auto-spawn.
Back at Jan 1?
No, this is just you get to go back, or you choose the other one where when you die, you get a whole new life.
That's fair. Yeah, you can't work the death one into...
To the save point.
To the save point, yeah. But you've got to be able to make the decision consciously, I'm going back.
But loophole here, the save point would be immortality if you're careful.
Yeah, you can groundhog day it.
Yeah, I mean, you can go back.
You can go back to that save point all the time?
Yeah, oh yeah, oh
well,
yeah.
So then are you basically just living January 1 a bunch of times?
Well, the whole year, however long you want.
Yeah,
go back further. Go back sooner.
You're getting some lotto numbers. I mean, it always comes back. Anytime we have some kind of secret power, you're like, oh man, how much money am I going to make?
It's like money is the root of all evil.
See, it's funny because when this question was read, my initial instinct was definitely the start over with all the knowledge and skills you've acquired. You get an entire another go, an entire do-over of life, but it's going to be a whole new life. Like when I go back in time a year, I'm living this life I have. Mm-hmm. I've got my kids, my wife, love them. I'm going to do that forever. But like when you... die and then start over with all the knowledge and skills you've acquired, the clock is still running, right? Like, so I'm not in 1990 or 2000 or 2000. I'm in the future. I'm, you know what I mean? Like, I'm going, hopefully if I've got two long lives, I'm going 100 years into the future. I'm seeing stuff that I would never see if not for the new extra life once my life ends.
What? How did you get 100 years in the future?
Because let's say I die at 100.
He's saying he's restarting and he's going to restart in the year 20.
No, you're not.
84.
I don't go back in
time.
Yes,
you do. Yes, you do.
It does say you start your life over. Yeah, that's pretty clear.
Like, you're still Jason Moore.
You're born in
of
19...
the same parents in the same exact place.
Yep. He's
really?
Right. He's
yes.
Right. There's a long sentence meaningless things you said.
Oh, man. Then why in the world would I take this one?
I don't know.
I don't want to go back like, oh, let me go back 60 years, start over one time, and then die. I'll take the infinity life, please.
Well, I mean, because you could theoretically, you know, number one, make a whole bunch of money. But just like you have whatever skills you have gotten. Like if you're a musician or whatever, you go back and now you are that level of musician as a baby, which, I mean, imagine seeing a baby just absolutely shredding on the guitar, YouTube sensation.
I think those little fingers are going to have a hard time with that mic.
They make smaller guitars.
There's so many questions. I don't want to get too into the weeds. But like,
that's what the show is.
Okay, so let's get into it. You don't have all of your knowledge and information as a baby. That you have to have what you can potentially comprehend at each age level. You can't have all of it. You're not going to be coming out of the womb knowing how...
Hello, mama.
Yeah, knowing how to, you know, whatever, code a computer perfectly the second you're 1 year, 1 day old.
But you have all the knowledge and the skills.
Yeah, but it has to be progressively like given to you.
At what point? Seems like I'm super baby.
Yes,
that's
you
how,
are.
That's how I'm reading this.
Then it's a whole other question. It's like, do you want to be super baby?
Well, you're still a baby in terms of like the physical limitations. You're not able...
What about your speech?
No, you can't. Not
yet. You haven't developed the vocal cords to do this.
Speech, maybe. But like walking and stuff, no.
You're not shredding on a guitar then either because you can't hold that guitar.
No, baby was just was being jocular. But like by the time you're 4, then you could be a maestro of whatever instrument it was you were on.
Other than the monetary thing, the idea of having to live your life over again, like with all the knowledge you've acquired, I don't know if it's the lack of knowledge that really is impacting whether I want to live that life over again or not. Like, it's come and it's gone. It's over. I think I've done it.
And we have so many movies of the people like, well, if only I had lived a different life. It's the lesson's always the same. The life you have right now, that's the one you're going to end up wanting.
Yeah, that's always the lesson. 100%.
I don't know
all the movies.
100% right. I'm going to choose something different and go down a different avenue, and I will regret it. I will say,
I wish I could go back.
Wish I had save points.
Yeah, it's funny because if something tragic really did happen and you wanted to activate your save point, but it was like January, would you like want to cash in on a little bit more of that year?
I don't know.
Or would you instantly activate it?
I would instantly activate it.
Yeah, to fix the tragedy.
Yeah, I'm going back if something tragic happens. I will take the save point.
Yeah, I guess so.
All right, Bullish from Patreon. Would you rather be locked in a porta potty overnight or in a high school locker overnight? That's a tough question.
That
really?
Is tough for
brutal.
Wow.
What? If you're in a high school locker, you cannot move.
Yes, but you are not in feces.
At the beginning. By the end, you will be.
Look, here's what I'm starting with on my premise here. I know I'm getting out. I'm just stuck in it overnight. So I have the mental, I have peace.
Oh, man.
I have peace knowing I'm getting out in X amount of time. Now, will I be claustrophobic? Yes. Will it be awful? Yes. But I am not in a poop factory. I'd rather be in a locker a little bit stuffed. I can probably sleep because I'll be so squished.
Never. You would not be able
to sleep. Are you sleeping in the poop factory?
I do believe
you sleep
that.
Sitting up.
Well, like over time, you will eventually become desensitized to the smell. It's like it's going to be a really bad few hours, but eventually it'll start getting, you know, like you'll notice it less and less over time. But if you're in a locker, you will notice the entire time. It'll just get worse over time as you start developing like cramps and a kink in your neck.
Yeah, I have two problems with the locker. One is I don't know. Like, I don't know if I could do that for 10 minutes.
Right.
Like, you put me in something where I can't move. It's dark.
Imagine a locker that fits you.
Well, and that was my second problem, is you're never getting me in a locker. I don't know what kind of lockers these high schoolers have nowadays, but they don't fit this guy. That would be...
Now, this porta potty, it's wrecked, man.
Oh, I know. This is the construction workers favorite porta potty.
I mean, the argument of eventually you'll get used to being in a poop box is not a compelling argument.
But
to
the poop, to be fair, is in the toilet. This isn't, it's not like someone's come and sprayed poop everywhere.
Nobody has ever used that argument to defend the sanctity of a porta potty.
Well,
that it's slightly below you. I mean, you are basically the balloon in being inflated by the methane.
Fair, but you can at least move. And if you got to go to the bathroom, great news.
You're in one.
Great news.
You don't have to go anywhere.
Now, in the locker, I'm imagining my eyes are seeing through the little slits, right?
Sure, yeah, sure. We'll give you that.
Yeah.
I mean, there's no chance. Well, I mean,
like,
I
if you changed it to
here.
A coffin, I would take the porta potty. Because the coffin's fully enclosed.
Really?
And it's too claustrophobic without any light or vision.
But it's cushioned.
I do like the cushion.
The coffin over the locker.
Am I feeling air in the coffin? Is there a fan?
No, there's no fan.
No, it's very stagnant.
What kind then of coffin
afraid
are you
I'm afraid I'm going to suffocate then.
Well, assuming that there is no suffocation in any one of these hypothetical situations, the coffin is way better because coffins are laying down. And if I had to be in a claustrophobic box, which both of these are, I would need to be able to try to just calm down, close my eyes, sleep. Like, the light means nothing to me because I'm not yearning for little slots of light. My eyes would be closed. I would be trying to meditate, trying to escape the box mentally. And so I think in a cushioned coffin, which are actually made for human size,
you fair?
I would have room to lay in that comfortably. People would say, "Oh, look how peaceful he looks," because that's what is said. And then, but in a metal locker, there's no redeeming quality.
Has David Blaine ever done the coffin?
I don't know.
Like something that guy would have done.
I feel like David Blaine would laugh at the coffin. He'd say, "Just dirt me," and he'd just put the dirt straight on me. I don't need
no
a coffin.
I don't know if there's a worse fear than
buried alive.
Yeah, but not necessarily just with dirt. Just the whole claustrophobic stuck in something. Like the idea of being stuck in a coffin and buried under the ground. Is there anything worse than that?
You should really pick porta potty, man, because I agree with you. The claustrophobic nature.
Well, I mean to die. I mean to the point of death, not just like an endurance exercise.
I certainly don't. I'm not pro claustrophobic death. That is not how I want to go out.
Oscar from Twitter, would you rather smash every plate you touch or every mirror you see?
Oh, well.
So much for driving in the car.
Oh, yeah, good point.
Blow out your side view mirrors and your rear view mirror every time you look at it.
What's the deal with smashing the mirror for bad luck? Is that bad luck? Is that compounding?
I hope it just starts over. So you're always going to have 7 years of bad luck.
Okay.
Like, oh, that's a new seven. Clock starts over. I'm not a believer in such nonsense, Mike.
You're not?
Yes.
Wait, you're telling me?
I'll go ahead and, you know what's funny is I literally say that, and I'm not. Like, of course I'm not.
Uh-huh.
But I don't walk under a ladder. Like so,
No. Hilarious story. So we just did a live recording for our other podcast, the Fantasy Footballers, over in LA. There was a gigantic ladder, and because someone was up fixing, you know, some lights very high up, I got to a place where I had to walk, and it was either make a decision of go through the ladder or squeeze through like a tight aisle of chairs. And I walked up to the ladder, and I legit went, I went through it.
I went through it.
But you had a moment?
But I actually hesitated, and I was so ashamed of myself. I think it was Brian was there with us, and he noticed. He's like, "Oh, yeah, I saw you pause." I was like, "Oh, no.
So
you caught me."
This is what's funny.
You
so
caught me.
I have a large one of those ladders that, like, you know, the gorilla ladder, you extend it, and it gets this really high A-frame. And whenever I'm moving it around, and I'm under the ladder, and I pick it up, and I move it to wherever
you
I need to go
next. You think
about it? Well, when I put it down.
Are you under the ladder?
When I put it down, I won't walk out the opposite
you go
way.
Backwards?
I go backwards. Because I don't want to walk under the ladder. It's so stupid because
I climbed through the rung of the ladder.
I don't believe that I get bad luck walking through a ladder. Like, I really
don't.
What's
the black cat rule?
If you see a black cat,
you just
you
see
have,
it? If you see it?
Yep. If you see one,
if you, well,
what do you have to do?
No. Something about it if it crosses your path.
I thought that's what it was.
Well, I think if you see it, it has crossed your path.
No, I think that it has to go, and like you have to go over the path where the cat has previously walked. I think that's the rule.
No.
It's not just seeing
I'm
one.
Pretty sure Al Borland caught COVID from two black cats. I came down here to visit him. He had just gotten it. And then I'm like, dude, there's a black cat on your car. And then the next time I went out there, there were two black cats on his car.
What? Why are there so many cats on your car?
I don't know.
I have no idea. So it says, yes, it says they are bringers of misfortune if they happen across your path.
I've always
but
thought
if they happen
but
to cross.
But that is a phrase that you say.
No, if they run in front of your car when you're driving, that's crossing your path.
Yeah, they have your paths have to.
Yeah, you don't just say, okay, I saw some guy down the street. That guy crossed my path.
But okay,
how far away?
In the example
here.
So if
I see a kitty cat that's 1,000 meters away, I'm like, oh.
Then you've got great eyes, Mike. the black cat that was on Jeremy's car. It didn't like cross in front of him, but that's clearly crossing his path.
Well, yeah, because no matter what he does, when he gets in the car, he has crossed the
path
of the cat.
That's right. He has to disrupt their path.
If you had like black cat goggles, you could see the path.
So are you telling me? Are you telling me that if I see a black cat and it walks right out into the middle of the street?
Yep.
Okay.
You better turn
and
around.
It walks back. Mm-hmm. If I walk around where it
you're
walks,
good.
I am good.
You're good to go.
I didn't cross paths with this black cat, even though I saw a black cat right in the middle of the street.
Exact. Just the same exact way when you put down that ladder and you back out.
Yeah.
You're covered.
Okay.
That's right.
Oh,
no
that does
luck.
Make the, that one makes a lot of sense.
Where do these stupid superstitions come from?
Look,
what's the one with salt over your shoulder?
You spill salt. If you spill the salt, it's bad luck.
But then you have to what's the one where you have to throw it over your shoulder?
It's after you've spilled it, you have to throw it over the shoulder
to get rid of the bad luck?
Yeah. To counteract.
And so here we are back with the best spices. Salt is coming to the forefront.
Don't
throw it over your left shoulder with your right hand.
And that gets rid of the spilling the salt problem?
This is what I'm reading.
Now, that's not how to get rid of the vampires.
No.
That's garlic. That'll be the second pick. Spoilers galore on this episode.
Where were we? Smashing every plate you touch or every mirror you see?
Yeah. Something
did
about
we,
that.
Did anybody talk about that? I'm just going to use paper plates. I'm choosing that one.
That's, well, what about when you go to a restaurant?
Yeah, I'm not.
Mazel tov and smash.
I guess.
But when in the process do you have to smash this plate?
At the end.
Okay. Oh, that's great.
At the end, it says everyone you touch. If you eat without touching it, then you're fine.
I haven't touched a plate at a restaurant in a long time. I grab a fork. Mm. I eat. I mean, I don't think
you
I'm
might
moving my plate
that
around.
That would be funny, though, if you accidentally graze it and just...
Like, it auto-shatters?
Oh, it auto-shatters.
You don't even get the...
I thought if I accidentally touch it, I'd be like, oh, dang it, and I got to grab the plate, throw it on the ground.
I assumed that it just worked like, you know, the smallest touch was like the biggest touch. It just broke it.
Okay, well, that's a different way to look at the problem.
The plates are the way better way to go here because mirrors have actual necessary function. Like
But a plate doesn't?
Well, but there are alternatives. Bowls. Paper plates. Like, what is the alternative for
like
a mirror?
I feel like a bowl is just a plate that's been folded up a little bit. That's still a plate.
Okay, sure. I'll smash your bowls. I'll smash your plates. But a paper
plate... Isn't a plate just a flattened bowl? Isn't it really a bowl?
Well, what was first?
Yeah. That is probably a plate.
The chicken or the plate.
Seems a lot easier to make a plate than a bowl.
This question has really spun us around.
Plates,
final answer.
Plates, because I imagine myself like in the Thor movies where he's like, it's delicious, and then he spikes it down. I'll have another.
Shall we move on, Al, or do we have time for one more?
Bowls came first.
No, they did not.
Yeah.
What?
Bowls, it looks
okay,
like
well,
the
I,
oldest
I,
found bowl came back 18,000 years ago.
I stand corrected. A plate is just a flattened bowl.
All right. Time for one more or no?
Let's move on.
Man of the people.
Here we are again. Men of the people, as they call us. Al, what are we doing?
We surveyed 100 people. Top 6 answers are on the board, as they say. And if you get the most popular pick, it is worth 3 points. The second most popular pick is worth 2 points. Any other pick that's on the board is worth 1 point. We are going seven rounds, and the last
round.
The last round is worth double.
Last round.
Yeah. Well, it's
I know it's game show stuff.
Standard game
show
rules.
It's game show stuff.
Come on.
What game show?
You just stole the win from me last
time.
All
game shows.
All right.
Hands on the table, gentlemen.
All right. Yep. Hands on the table. You got your buzzers. If it lights up green, you were the first to hit. The first question is, name a movie or TV show that has the word diary or diaries in the title.
Ooh, I got first. And I'm going with Princess Diary.
That is the number three answer.
What?
That is worth 1 point.
Dadgummit.
So we wait.
I will reset. Hands on the table, gentlemen.
Okay.
All right, Bridget Jones's Diary.
Oh,
that is the number four answer.
Dang it. Oh, what a
also
loser!
Worth 1 point.
Dang it!
Oh, I've got a better answer.
Diary of a Wimpy Kid.
Yeah, that was the answer.
No way.
That is the number five answer.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. You
There's
losers!
No chance. There's no chance.
You all got 1 point.
Wait,
give us the
top
answer.
They got as many points as me. That's not fair.
Diary of a Mad Black Woman. Diary of Anne Frank. Princess Diaries. Bridget Jones Diaries. Diary of a Wimpy Kid.
Diary of Anne Frank was deserving.
Look, that makes sense.
It's a good first round.
I just want to say I should have more points than you guys.
But not by the rules.
Well, the rules are stupid.
Okay.
And I think minus rules one are point to be broken.
Do you need him to go over the rules again, Jason?
No, I need him to just give me another point.
All right. Well, you can earn another point right here. What do people do that could get them kicked out of a museum?
Dang it.
All right.
Oh, Andy got it.
Too much noise.
That is the number four answer.
Oh, dang. Speed is not always the best.
Hands on the table.
Yeah.
Why am I so slow?
Touch the stuff.
I'm out of answers.
Touch the art is the number one answer.
Yeah. Eat it.
3 points for Jason. One for Andy.
I thought it was a museum.
Yeah.
Yeah. What do you?
If you touch the dinosaur bones, you're getting kicked out.
You're
out.
Okay. All right.
I will go with.
I got two more answers. You want to hear a good answer?
I will go with
three.
Littering.
Two.
He really didn't have any answers.
I'm sorry, Mike. That one didn't make the board.
Oh, my goodness.
Was eating and drinking on there?
No, it was touch the art.
Wait.
Run.
Run?
Okay.
Steal.
That was one of the ones I had.
Steal.
It was the other thing that always.
Littering.
Littering. There's always the rope,
I'm
too.
I'm very serious about littering.
There's always the rope, so crossing the rope, like...
That didn't make the board.
That should
I felt like that was, like, touching the exhibit.
Yeah. I guess you have It'd to do one to do the other. Yeah.
Good job,
Jason.
The
number six answer was break something, which I thought was weird because you can't really do that without touching. But
I thought noise.
Moving on to round three.
Okay.
Hands on the table. Okay. Name something that you do in a booth.
It's not reset.
Okay.
Just smashing my button over.
Yeah, because it's not reset.
I didn't even know. That's on me.
We were waiting. Wait.
I'm resetting him.
I clearly hit the button and no one else moved.
That's because we were waiting for the
button.
You
were not waiting for nothing.
That's 100%.
I'm sorry. That's on me, Mike, but be fast. Mike got it.
Yeah, that's right. Take a photo.
Name something you do in a booth.
Take a photo.
That is the number three answer.
Okay. Okay, I know the number one answer now. I see the error of my ways. Oh, Jason got it. Andy didn't even move.
Oh, Andy's got no answer. Littering? my answer is, I'm between two here, but I'm going to go with make a phone call.
That is the number two answer.
I know the number one answer,
Worth
Andy.
Worth 2 points.
Can I go
Name
again?
Name something that you do in a booth.
You have three, two,
get one. A haircut. I can't think of anything.
I'm sorry, that did not make the board. The number one answer
Can I guess?
You sure can.
Yeah, and no, I won't.
Eat.
What? Eat in a booth?
That is the number six answer.
Okay.
Oh, I guess like a
restaurant
booth.
Yeah, you want a table or a booth.
I guess I
got focused on the photo booth.
Okay. Kiss? Is Kiss on the list?
That is the number one answer.
There it is.
And the other
people
kind
are
of
smooching
obvious
in
one
the booth?
You never heard of a kissing booth?
Yeah, vote. I have, but that's a stupid one answer.
From like the 70s?
That's why I'm surprised. Did they survey people that were born in 1941?
It's
possibly.
Like, where did you get your lip herpes? At the kissing booth.
Voting was the other answer that was.
Oh,
that was
voting.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Yeah. Well, go on there.
So littering was not on that list.
The only thing I had in my head was the phone call.
All right. Reset these buzzers.
All right. They're reset this time.
Excellent.
Here we go. Round four, I believe. Name a place where a mom might go when she says, I need some peace and quiet.
I got it. I'm up first. It's definitely Target. I mean, I don't know if how long ago this was done, but
it's definitely not on the board.
Yeah, whoa! I was going to say there's no way.
Okay, every mom listening right now is like, well, he.
All right, hands on the table.
My hands on He's the table. Right. The room, her room, bedroom.
Bedroom is the number one answer.
Booyakasha!
3 points for Mike.
When she needs some peace and quiet. Okay, great.
It's Target.
I'm out again.
I'm telling you, it's Target.
I'll say manicure.
That is the number three answer.
Okay.
Okay. Not
you
bad.
Got a point for Andy. You got a point.
I would have just said bathroom.
That's the number two answer.
Yeah.
Take
it
back.
It's the number two answer.
I don't
sure.
think you should reset the buttons because I think that is the time that we'll notice to click the buttons. Do you know what I mean? Like you just wait, and then once you do that, that's our cue.
I see.
So nobody jumps the gun on the question.
You ask the question, and then you reset the.
Yeah.
Time. Will do.
But then that.
No, but the way it's supposed to go is if he's reading the question and someone buzzes in, he's supposed to stop.
Right, yeah, whatever.
Yeah.
So yeah, that's on right. the host. That's the
rule. I mean, bad. For man of the people
that's
when they play
hosting.
That game.
Yeah, bad hosting over there. Right.
What a terrible host.
All right. Next round. Name something pros do on a golf course that you'd look silly doing in mini golf.
Have a caddy.
That is the number three answer.
That's such a good answer.
Thank you, right? Like, could you imagine? Give me the one club I have.
You read the question again, please.
Name something pros do on a golf course that you'd look silly doing in mini golf.
Mike.
Driving.
The golf cart?
Yeah.
Oh, driving a golf cart is the number five answer. Oh.
Ironically, it could work multiple directions.
Yeah, I took it as a driving range, which... Jason, you're up.
Jason's already
I'm sorry, Andy, you're up.
Dress up.
You want to be more specific?
Like, wear golf clothes.
That is not on the board.
Okay, so
wearing a golf glove is on there. You guys can decide.
That's the same thing.
I would allow that.
Okay.
Unless right, that's the go. Number one answer.
It is the number two answer.
Yeah, I mean, that's
fine.
The whole point.
So using a driver, is that number one?
No.
Using a tee was on there, and I was kind of going to consider that for driving. But
interesting.
But then you said golf cart.
All right. Last round. Brooks is keeping score over here. What round are we on?
I think there's two left.
Yeah, it looks like we're going into round six.
All right,
six.
Perfect. Thank you.
Okay.
Just remember, none of this matters because the last round's worth a billion points.
All right. Name something a person might do in order to stay attractive.
Plastic surgery.
That is the number one answer.
Dang it. That was my answer.
3 points.
There we go.
Waiting.
Dang it.
Workout.
That is the number two answer.
Oh, excellent.
I was going to be really disappointed in
two
humans.
Points.
I am so sad here. Diet.
There you go. Yeah. That's a good answer.
That is the number four answer worth 1 point.
Number four?
Is the
number four?
Number three, was it like makeup or something?
Number three was makeup.
Yeah.
That is correct.
So... we talked to a bunch of people, and number four, like the number one thing you should do
is
like watch what you're eating. That's number four for us.
Yeah, yeah. Plastic surgery is number one, Mike.
Yeah, it's a lot quicker.
All right, so here we are with one round left.
Wow,
And all three of you are tied with 8 points.
That's
so
impossible.
I guess the double score. Yeah, Brooks did a terrible job tracking the points. I should be way up. But yeah, the double points don't even matter.
That's true.
All right, last round. Name a club a high school student might belong to.
Theater. I got it first, but that's not the number one answer.
Drama club is the number four answer.
Oh, no.
Oh, gosh.
All right, hands on the
I'm
table.
I'm such a theater nerd.
Yeah,
dang
you
it.
Are. What's the question?
Thank Name you. A club a high school student might belong to.
I don't know if I've...
Time's run out. I win.
No, Andy got it. Andy buzzed in.
Honor Society.
Oh, that's a good one.
That is not on the board.
Great. Yes. Okay.
Great.
This isn't fair. Mike has so much more time.
Okay.
No, he gets counted down.
Two.
Littering.
ROTC.
Two. That is not on the board.
Really? What?
Number one answer was Glee Club. Number two, Chess Club. Number three, Debate Club.
Okay.
I almost went chess.
Four was drama club, five art club, and six was foreign language club.
I was between
Glee club.
I was between chess and theater, but I love theater and chess is for nerds. So
yeah, Totally.
Jason now, is a man of the people with 10 points.
Congratulations, Jason.
You know, those people playing that game of intellect, those are the nerds. But us, we put on fancy costumes and pretend to be other people.
Yeah.
Not nerds.
Cool. I can't believe us the cool kids.
Honor Society failed in the foreign language club. No one goes to that club.
I mean, isn't the C of ROTC club?
I've never heard of ROTC in my life.
That's ROTC?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Oh. Is that how you say it, ROTC?
I've never heard that, but then I kind of figured it out. So
I was not in that club.
How did Jason manage to win?
It's actually Reserve Officers Training Court.
Oh, well, that would make – I thought the C was for club.
All right, we're moving on.
The Spitballers Draft.
That game is intense, man.
I was gonna say that was a bit
the heart's
exhilarating.
The heart's beating. Like the watch is like
I don't know.
Are you working out right now?
I don't know if I want to hit the button soon and end up with the fourth answer.
Uh-huh.
Or wait and end up with littering. I mean, number two is where you want to be in this thing.
Yeah, second and also Target was the right answer.
Target should at least be on the board.
Yeah, come on.
All right, we are into the draft on today's Spitballers. We are drafting the best spices and seasonings. Mike has the first pick.
All right.
And we are such culinary geniuses that I know this will just be so many choices.
I have just so many ways I could go to start this draft. So many incredible spices that
delicious.
I definitely know what they all do, what meat.
Yeah,
and things
yeah.
they should be used oh, for. Yeah, I mean, I know.
Oh yeah,
I know. But we'll start with the basics. We're gonna go with some salts.
Mm.
Yeah, very utilitarian. It's everywhere.
A classic. You keep your meat from spoiling.
Everybody,
that's what salt is used for today. Is keeping meat from spoiling.
I mean, like Marco Polo, big into salt. Right.
Thank you, Mike. Yes. No, there are no other uses than that.
How do you keep your meat from spoiling?
Yeah, salt.
Rub it in some salt and leave it on the counter.
All right. Are you going to take what you said earlier as your second pick?
Yeah. Well, first I want to say that Mike had a bad pick because you should have taken kosher salt, which is so much better. I mean, regular salt's like boring.
I think I like.
Sure. You can
get them all, man.
You get all salts, right?
Well, you don't get all salts.
Yeah, that's fair. He probably doesn't get all salts. Yeah,
but like for instance, my number one pick is garlic salt.
Yeah, I don't get that one. That's fine.
Garlic salt is...
That would have been totally my number two pick.
That is the most commonly grabbed seasoning from my cupboard. I put it on anything that takes like a savory food.
Okay.
I will put garlic salt.
What about when you're boiling water, though?
So much garlic salt.
Oh, you go garlic salt? Am I missing out?
No, you're totally missing out. Boiling water to cook some pasta or something, you put so much garlic salt in there, you will not regret it. And a little olive oil.
It's going to be very interesting lessons we learned from Jason today.
Yeah. I'm a man of the people.
Unfortunately, garlic salt was going to be my number one pick. That mean if you take garlic salt, I can't take garlic?
That's
an interesting
fuzzy
question.
Area.
Owl?
I would say no.
Okay. I guess I got the garlic flavor.
Yeah.
I'm taking garlic flavor. Right.
Then I guess I have to go with the other seasoning spice that is always on the table with the salt because I'm the third pick here and I've got to take it even though I don't really love it.
It's not
pepper.
The best.
Taking pepper.
It's not the best.
Now, I mean, you know, I don't know. Do you guys like the freshly ground or do you like the more generic pepper?
You got to have the freshly ground.
Now, freshly ground tastes better, but you do get the occasional accidental peppercorn in the tooth situation with that.
But with the
you
finely
need a new grinder,
the finely ground, like you know, pepper that just pours out, that is the sneeze factory. That is, I don't like the
it
the
is a sneeze
flavor,
factory,
the texture,
yeah.
the smell. But when you've got like, if you're making a steak and you're just putting salt and pepper on it, which is you know a great way to do it, you want some coarse. Black ground pepper on that steak.
Do you guys pepper your eggs?
Yeah, oh, yeah, a lot.
You do?
Yeah.
Andy, you in on that?
Salt and pepper.
Not really.
Yeah, I don't pepper.
No, I'll get some salt on there.
Oh, yeah, that's fine.
And you can put lots of different flavored salts on eggs, and it's delicious.
The reason that I pepper my eggs, because I'm not a huge pepper fan.
Sriracha salt?
since we're talking salts here, shout out to Jacobson. Jacobson salt.
Yeah.
Not
I mean,
a sponsor.
Yeah, let me write that
Jacobson
down.
Jacobson salt is the best salt in the world.
You trying to get
world.
Some free Jacobsons right now?
Jacobson, if you are out there listening, your salt is so expensive. Please send me some of your salt.
Why is it expensive?
It's like smoked, so they've got like different flavors. Like you can have like a cherry wood smoked salt. Oh, it's so good.
Interesting.
I don't remember what I was talking about.
You were talking about, I'd taken pepper.
Oh, Andy has another pick, though.
Yeah, I'm really stuck here now.
I'm glad it's not just me.
I mean, I have a couple that I think will slip through. So I guess my second pick here, I will go with cinnamon.
Oh, it's very high on my list because yes. I know what it is and it's good.
So I will go with cinnamon as my number two pick. Couldn't have said it better myself, Mike. That was one of the core reasons I took it.
Oh, man. This is so funny. This is...
My wife should be sitting in this chair. She would dominate this draft.
Man, I have too many I want here.
All right, what do you got
Don't
there?
Worry, we won't take them.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, that's true. I'm going to go with what I cook with. I'm
good.
Garlic salt is my number one. My number two is Lowry's.
Oh, man.
Lowry's.
Shoot. Cross it off the old list.
Yeah, you definitely didn't need to take it there.
I know I didn't need to take Lowry's, but I also...
Lowry's.
Lowry's.
That's a real word.
Yes. It's a brand name. Lowry's, I think.
R-E-Y-S, yeah.
Thank you.
What do they do?
Lowry's, well, they make a bunch of different, but I'm talking about just their standard
all-purpose seasoning salt.
It is absolutely fantastic.
That was the one I thought I would make it back around.
To be fair... Lowry's is the garlic salt I use as well, the brand. So, I mean, they're doing good things.
You drafted the same thing.
Totally different. Yeah, those
so for
two.
Somebody who loves Jacobson, you've drafted like its competitor twice. Got it.
Perhaps.
All right.
Very interesting.
Well, Mike got salt first, so I felt like I couldn't draft Jacobson. Jacobson, I love you. Don't listen to Andy. Send me
all right. So I have salt. I know what that is.
Right. Step one.
Number two.
Andy took cinnamon and pepper. You're running out.
Yeah, I can't get cinnamon on this team. Would have been a powerhouse.
Yeah.
But I will go crushed red peppers. Number one, because I actually do use them.
Okay, step one.
And they're fantastic because like I like heat, I like spice.
You do.
From my food, but there's things you like. A lot of peppers, I don't like the flavor of them. Like jalapenos, that's not the flavor for me, unfortunately, because you can get some good heat from that. But crushed red pepper, you can put that on
pizza.
You know, yeah, absolutely. Pizza, any pasta dish, you're like, this is a little bland. Let's spice this up. Just some crushed red pepper and you're absolutely done. So
pro tip, if you're making...
Oh, yes, please.
If you're making fresh green
beans... I thought you were going to give me a pick.
If you're making fresh green beans, crushed red pepper is awesome.
Oh, so I thought you were going to say if you're making fresh green beans, stop. Get some help because you're making a trash vegetable.
Ask for help. Yes. No, fresh green beans are great. Like the French green beans.
Fresh green beans are great.
No, yeah.
But man, do they get bad if you can them.
Yep. Oh, great. Canned green beans are... Those are made for...
They should call them something different.
Yeah,
they shouldn't get to be called green beans.
Now, do the fresh ones, so that still gives you the squeaky teeth?
Yeah.
No. Oh, it's terrible. It's so terrible.
It can.
All right, Mike. Give me another powerhouse pick.
My next pick, I like it in rice, specifically Chipotle's rice, so I'm going to go with some cilantro.
That would have been my next
because
pick.
Because the cilantro lime rice is something that, like, I
can... Go with what you know, Mike.
Well, that's what I got to do. I could go...
He's just reading Chipotle ingredients in order for his favorite bowl.
I've been exposed.
Oh,
but the rice, when you get the good one, sometimes you get bland, which from Chipotle, and I assume that's from a lack of cilantro. I'm not exactly sure. But when it's good, I could just eat a bowl full of just the rice because it is so sensational. And I will give all the credit to the mighty cilantro.
Okay. All right.
The mighty cilantro is true, right? I think it is the 101 of herbs. I mean, if this was just an herb draft.
Now, cilantro, is that the one where, like, some people have a particular...
They taste it differently?
It tastes
I believe
like,
so, yeah.
Oh, crap, what does it taste like?
Yeah, some people genetically, and it just, I think they're cilantro.
Like soap. I think it is it soap?
Yeah, I think so. Yeah,
it is okay. Soap. That is correct.
Yeah, that's so
excellent. If you and you're not that, one of the soap cilantro guys.
No. I'm sorry to the soap people.
Okay, you're not going to get their vote.
Does soap taste like cilantro then? If you
to them, it? Yes, if they eat it.
Oh, man, just put a little soap on that pizza.
Every few people have foods inversed, yes. Jason, you are back on the clock.
All right. This is tough.
Mike has salt, crushed red pepper, and cilantro. Jason has garlic salt, Lowry's seasoned salt.
Fellas, I was sweating that those two were going to make it back.
I really wanted cilantro, so you actually did take my next pick off the board. And I know my last pick. There's no doubt. And you guys would never take it because you probably don't know it.
Are you,
or remember it.
How dare you?
However... I'm between a couple here. I'm going to go with, since you took cilantro, I'm going to stay similar to that.
No.
Oh.
I'll take a basil.
Okay.
Yeah,
okay.
I know the one you were going to
take. Yeah. I wouldn't have gone basil, so.
Yeah. Well, basil works really nice on pizza.
Yeah.
Pizza.
That's like the third thing. You can put a lot of stuff on pizza. Like... Fruits. I guess
you put it
pineapple.
On fruit? What a dummy. You don't know about spices.
So I will take basil. I think it's a good flavor.
It's the best.
And it decorates.
So then I'll go oregano.
There we go.
I'll go oregano I'll complete the trifecta of herbs. And then I've got one final pick after oregano, which is delicious. And I don't know. I feel like I need to compete with the name brand situation going on.
Okay. Oh, I see.
But the problem is, I don't know how to pronounce it because I just don't. But the Tony Chachere's, what is it? Chachere's. Tony Chachere's.
Yep, that's it.
It's a Cajun seasoning.
What are you talking about?
You don't have any of that around the house?
No, I don't. Tony, what?
Tony
Chachere's.
Saskatchewan. Is it
the Creole seasoning?
Thank you, Creole. Yeah, that stuff's great. My wife brought it with her when she came from her land of Louisiana, and she uses it on everything, and it's delicious.
Chachere's.
It's very popular. Chachere's.
Chachere's.
Worcestershire's.
Tony Chachere's. I think that's how you say it.
Worcestershire.
Are we saying the name Tony?
Tony
yes.
is
Tony's
correct.
The beginning. Yes.
So it's a man named Tony.
There it is. We've got it linked in the chat.
It's Tony
Chachere's.
Chachere's original Creole
seasoning. I think I butchered it real bad in the beginning because I said it too slow. You need to say it quick. Chachere's.
So Tony Chachere over here.
It's a Creole season.
He's doing his best Chef Boyardee impression on this key.
My wife is going to kill me over that pronunciation.
Oh, man, that's good.
Chachere.
Chachere.
All right, Jason, final pick.
Chachere. All right. My final pick is easy. I'm going to drop the hammer on you two because I'm taking a boom flavor call. You darn right. Your popcorn's never going to be as good.
Isn't that just like... the black hole of salt?
Yeah, I mean, it take whatever they've done in the witchcraft to salt to make it higher sodium than salt.
I love it.
I'm taking the chemically made hypersalt.
Hypersalt is what it is.
Known as Flavacol.
Saltier than salt trademark.
Yes,
yeah.
Which is if you haven't listened to the Boom Flavacol episode.
It's one of the 206 we've done already.
It is one of those 206 episodes we've done, but it is a delicious, asininely salty powder for
very dangerous
for popcorn.
Very dangerous.
It's got some warning labels on it.
2,740 milligrams of sodium per serving.
And a serving
What's
a
is serving?
Like a
it's one teaspoon. So nobody does one serving.
Yeah.
I'm thinking you're putting 10,000 milligrams of sodium on no matter what.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Mike, I know that you've been dying to make your final pick.
No, I'm. It's excellent. I have the pick.
Okay.
Because, look, the time of year that we are recording it, the season
is
upon us, ladies and gentlemen. Okay. You got to go with the pumpkin pie spice.
Okay. Pumpkin spice.
Pumpkin spice.
You put it in the lattes and, of course, the pumpkin pies.
I had somebody, I don't know if it was
a
Spitballers fan or a Footballers fan, but they wrote in and they asked me to sign a petition, like one of those Where do they do the petitions at?
Though? Yeah, the fake ones that they send into the White House. The big House ones or whatever. That they send,
and it was all about setting a date in which it's illegal to put pumpkin spice into things.
My wife and I just had this discussion, and like I'm very neutral. Like I'm very net neutral on pumpkin spice. Like
I agree. I'm net neutral
like,
too.
It's like I'll enjoy it from time to time. I don't care. I know that there's some people that get real excited about it, but I find it so fascinating. The people that get angry at those that love the pumpkin spice.
Mm-hmm. It's because the people that are enjoying the pumpkin spice enjoy it too hard.
Too loudly.
Why? Yeah. Yeah. What's wrong with the people enjoying their pumpkin spice?
I mean, coming from you, Mike, I'm surprised.
That I don't get mad at them?
Yeah.
Why? Like, I don't care. It doesn't affect my life one way or the other.
But it says man who openly hates Thanksgiving, which brings lots of joy to people.
Yeah.
Oh, that's garbage.
That's
though.
A little bit.
Yeah, I see. Yeah. I see
yeah.
Yeah, but that's, it's just.
That's my opinion.
No,
I like mine.
No, it's just, the historical facts of Thanksgiving being a trash holiday.
Pumpkin spice, when it comes out, I'll have one. I'm not going back for the pumpkin latte every day. I'll have one for the whole season.
Yeah, sure. Give me the pie.
Give me the, yes, give me the pie now, or give me the peppermint stuff from Christmas.
What is it? I would imagine. Is it just pumpkin?
That it is like ground up pumpkin seeds.
There's
got to
be nutmeg in there.
Because
there's got to be some cinnamon in there.
Like pumpkin doesn't taste like a pumpkin pie until you put the magical spice upon it.
No, it does.
Really?
Yeah, a pumpkin pie?
Cinnamon, nutmeg, cloves, allspice, and ginger.
Okay, wow, so it literally has
pumpkin.
Yeah, so pumpkin does not taste like that. That makes it taste like a pumpkin pie.
No, but pumpkin pies don't all have pumpkin spice in
them. Oh, yes, they do.
I guess they do. Yeah.
They have to. They're going to taste like a pumpkin, which I imagine tastes like crap.
Maybe you made a pumpkin pie, you used all those things, and then you called that pumpkin spice when you made other things taste that way.
Cinnamon?
That's
nutmeg,
how it happened.
Cloves and ginger.
Yeah, yeah.
Taste delicious. Pumpkin tastes nothing like that.
Yeah, it does.
No, it doesn't.
Pumpkin. You're saying
the
actual pumpkin.
I see. Yeah.
Is pumpkin a?
It's a fruit.
It's a fruit.
It's a vegetable.
It's a fruit. It's got the seeds on the inside, and that's fruit, right?
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure it's a fruit.
Yeah, but the my mom, we used to like every Halloween season, she would make this thing called meal in a pumpkin, where
gross.
Yeah, disgusting. And where it's like the meal is cooked in a pumpkin, and it's like rice.
Well, the pumpkin smells so bad.
Yeah, and so like I would spend the whole time like getting all the pumpkin out of my meal, and we
that's your memory.
Me and my sister would complain about this every year.
Shout out to onion powder.
Thank you. Onion powder, fantastic. Thyme, paprika.
Smoked paprika.
And parsley making your plates look good.
Yeah, really? Palate cleanser?
That's ginger.
Dill is great.
Dill is very good.
I thought that was a pickle.
Dill sucks.
Dill is a flavor that a pickle can have.
That's my least favorite of all of the flavors.
I will say this.
What
dill,
else do you use it on besides a pickle?
Plenty of
You're
things.
Talking about dill? Dill's yeah. on it's a regularly used
herb.
There's
like a dill dip,
yeah,
right?
Yeah,
it's the long, it's the little long looking leaves.
Yeah, like little thin, long leaves.
It sucks.
Dill is a good flavor, but it is crazy overpowering. So if you have something that has too much dill, it ruins the dish.
And then you need to reduce the dill.
It's thyme, right?
Yes, thyme is how you say it.
Okay. I'm in on that.
It's time for this.
Hey-o.
What did we learn today?
Oh, I learned that I know nothing about spices.
I learned that apparently when you survey 100 people, kissing booths are still a very hot topic.
And I learned that you are allowed to litter at the museums. You will not get kicked
out.
That's right.
It's one of Mike's vices, just dropping stuff all over the place.
I've always been so afraid to litter, but now I'm free.
Thank you for tuning in. Back next week.
Goodbye.
Thanks for listening to the Spitballers podcast. To see what other nonsense the guys are up to, check out spitballerspod.com.